This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, August 15th. God's word for you today is, declare it. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm chapter 145, verse 3 to 4. And it says, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will experience abundance. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will experience unrestricted multiplication. The same way eagles do not have tracks or limitations in the sky when they fly, you will have no limitation. Your life will be limitless in the name of Jesus. As God takes you on eagle's wings, your vision will become clearer. For some people, you are about to give up on the things around you because you think it is over. Wait, it is not over. The eagle is just taking a bend and it is taking you higher. Your miracles are going to be in full view of everybody in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we have declared. Some of you have packaged your expectations and put them under the pillow because you do not want to get disappointed. That is a lie of the devil. The devil is a liar, so do not buy into his lies. God only works with expectations, and your expectations will not be cut off or cut short in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. In the name of Jesus, your expectations come alive now in Jesus' mighty name. For someone reading this today, God says to say to you that the curse that has been tormenting and afflicting your family is already broken. The instruction for you is you need to really work hard to walk away from the patterns and the habits that have been formed over the years. Do you understand me? You need to work hard. The curse is out of the way, but the patterns of behavior are still ingrained. You need to walk away from them. For someone else reading this, your eyesight that was getting blurred is being corrected by heaven in Jesus' name. The ultimate experience of lifting is being carried on eagle's wings. Exodus chapter 19 verse 4 says, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the things that God will do in your life in this season, you will tell the stories to your children and your children's children in the name of Jesus. You will say to them, this is how God carried your mother, your grandmother, your father, your grandfather on eagle's wings in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 145 verse 4 says, generation after generation stands in awe of your work. Each one tells stories of your mighty acts. The things that God is set to do with you is going to be generational in the mighty name of Jesus. It may start with you, but it will not end with you. Let us pray. Father, thank you for carrying me on eagle's wings. I declare that my expectations will be exceeded and not cut short, and my generations will praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.